you're here ready to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and plus to talk about, yes, about Jesus. And I do appreciate you all coming, and those that are listening to the word night after night, and to see that there's a blessing in the word of God. You can never have enough of the word of God. You can just never have enough of the Bible. Amen. So we certainly appreciate God for his goodness and for all that he has done for us. There's a scripture in Luke, the fourth chapter. If you turn your Bibles there to Luke, the fourth chapter, and we want to just put that up there in verse 43. Luke chapter 4 and verse 43. And if you have it, I would like probably like to back up a couple of verses up. I always like to do that to for us to get it. So you help me read it right there in Luke chapter 4, verse not too far up, but let me see. Okay, go ahead and let's read here. Verse 40. And when the sun was setting, see verse 40? All they that had any sick and diverse diseases brought them unto him. And look what he did. He laid his hands on every one of them and he healed them. Because see, there, that's a part of the kingdom. That's a part of the kingdom. Healing, blessing, all of these are in the kingdom of God. But let's go on. And said, and devils also came out of many, crying out. They cannot stand the kingdom. Crying out and saying, notice, thou art Christ. Read on. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. Remember, there's a scripture says the devils believe. The devils know. They know and they tremble. And it tells you right that. And devils also came out of many crying. They were afraid. Jesus, are you come to torment us before the time? Evil spirits, they're not afraid of you and I. But they're afraid of Christ. See, and that's why when you have Jesus and you put on this old armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It's not some your helmet is not some metals or swords or so, but it's the word of God. It's the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. So. And devils also came out of many crying out. Notice they were in torment. They were literally in torment. And saying, thou art Christ. Listen, thou art Christ, the Son of God. But we didn't need the script, that scripture, to know that he's the Christ, because Peter told us. When Jesus said that, do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Some say Jeremiah, some said Elijah, Elias, John, whatever. Well, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. So we did not need a testimony of demons, but they do know. Evil spirit know that he is the Son of God. And that's why they want to rob you of your position in God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he, notice, rebuking them, suffer them not to speak. For they knew that he was Christ. Now, there's a lot said right there that would blow your mind. How did they know? See, how did they know? Because when Jesus Christ came to the earth, you remember, as the Son of Man, he was born of a virgin, but remember, he is the Son of God. The Christ, the anointed, the Son of God. Jesus Christ was not born as the Son of God. He came out of the bosom of the Father. And there's a lot that's being said right there that I'm not going to go into right now. But evil spirits knew him. They know him. And they know that he is the Son of God. But he rebuking them and suffer them not to speak what? Because they knew that he was the Christ. You know, the word of God is telling us a lot right there if we pay attention. And even demons know a lot more than we know or we want to accept. Because the scripture is telling us that it did not just begin in the garden. It goes a long ways back. You'd be surprised to know how long God has been around. And how long God has been working from everlasting. And Micah tells us, Micah the 5th chapter, that Jesus, he has been of old, working salvation in the earth. So if you look at the scripture, even Jeremiah, the Lord said, before I formed you in the belly, the womb, I knew you. And we were chosen in him before, in Ephesians, the 1st chapter, verse 4, we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. So there's a lot about God that we need to know, and the workings of God, and the kingdom of God, and Jesus Christ. And he rebuked them and suffered them not to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. The next verse says, and when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him. You see, when you're hungry for God, you will go out. It doesn't matter what weather, what's going on, raining, it's hot, you go to church. You get out there. The surroundings is not always nice, but you will get out there. And they went out in the desert place. Don't you remember, there is no convenience out there. And the people sought him and came unto him and stayed him that he should not depart from them. Would you like to have a church like that? That just want Jesus all the time, want Jesus around? Would you like to have a husband or a wife like that or a family like that? That want Jesus Christ all the, and even yourself. So the next verse is it. And he said unto them. But notice they. If you go back to verse 42. Look at verse 42. They wanted him to stay. They did not want him to depart. Is that what it says? They besought him that he would stay with them, but Jesus had other missions. He was sent to reach out to others. So the scripture next verse says, both verse 43 that I want, and he said unto them, I must, listen to this, I must preach what? See that? I must preach the kingdom. I hope you get this. I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. Just about there will be a nice place to praise him, wouldn't it? They wanted Jesus to stay. That's why I just like, you want Jesus to stay always in this church. But he's saying that I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities. I have to preach it to the world. And that's why he said this gospel of the kingdom must be preach in all the world as a witness. I must preach the kingdom of God. So what was Jesus preaching? What was the ministry of Jesus? Why did he come? And I'm going to show you why he came. Yes, I know he died on the cross. Yes, I know he healed the sick. But here's the main reason. The next little line will tell you. It said, for he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also. For, help me. For therefore am I sent. Why was he sent? Why did he lay his glory and come down and was born of a virgin? Why did he leave the bosom of the Father to preach the kingdom of God? And what is the commission that he gave us? To go and preach the kingdom of God. He said, notice, he says that I must preach it. And we also must preach the kingdom of God to other cities, other nations, other country, other churches, other people. For this is the reason why we're here. And Esther, Mordecai said to Esther, when the Jews were under persecution, and Haman wanted to destroy them in Persia. And Esther became, she was a queen. And Mordecai said, you've got to go in and make an appeal to the king for us, for your nation. Who knows? If you did not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And I'm saying to you tonight, you're here and you're listening to me, or wherever you are, you don't know. Who knows that you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this, and that you must preach it. You must preach the gospel of the kingdom, for that's the reason why you're here. And Jesus says, for therefore am I sent. Notice he was sent by God. And he said, as the Father have sent me, as the Father have sent me, so send I you. Remember, he said, as the Father have sent me, so send I you. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel, it's the gospel of the kingdom. Remember, when you preach the gospel, it's the gospel of the kingdom. It's another kingdom which is not of this world. My kingdom. Remember now. Okay, you say, but I have the church. But the church is only a vessel that's taking us to the kingdom. Remember, the church in itself is not the kingdom. But it is the means that God. You need the church. Just like a child to come in this world need a mother. Need a womb. So the church is the womb that's carrying you to the kingdom. And you have to be connected. Your, what do you call it? Umbilical cord has to be connected where you get all your substance. Where you're nourished. Where you're fed. And you begin to, you're fed the sincere milk and the meat and you're growing up in him. In all things. And then you become strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. And then you're able, as he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Until you be endued with power from on high. For you shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the gospel of the kingdom you do not use natural carnal sword, but you use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. So, we have this lesson where Jesus preached it. He said, for this cause am I also sent. And he preached, next verse says, and he preached in the synagogue of Galilee. He preached the word of God there. And Paul did the same thing. Paul did the same thing. We have a scripture in Acts the 17th chapter, verse 30 and 31. In Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and verse 31 says, and the time of this ignorance, God winked at. That means they didn't know God. They didn't have God. God winked at it. But now, after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's not a time of ignorance anymore. But it says, and at the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now, here, commanded all men everywhere to repent. Remember what John came? When John came preaching, what did he say? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Now the next verse says, because, no, all right, there it is, the kingdom is coming. He had appointed a day. It's appointed. It's out. That day is already set. Now the disciples ask him, tell us the day. In Matthew, if you've been reading the blogs, you'll come up in it. And it's not for you to know the times or the season, right? Now, because he had appointed a day. Now, that appointed day will be the day when Christ returned and begin to establish the kingdom. He had appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. Remember when he comes at the second advent, he judged the quick and the dead at his appearing and kingdom. See, the appearing and kingdom of Christ produces the resurrection, because it takes the resurrection to establish the kingdom of God. The dead must be raised and the alive must be changed. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. How quickly? In a moment. We'll be changed from one dimension to another dimension. So God appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. By that man, notice, in righteousness by that man, and you'll find that also in Hebrews, whom he had ordained. He was ordained, chosen, ordained before the foundation of the world. Whom he had ordained, whereof he had given assurance. This is the assurance. I know that we're sure he has given us a sure assurance. You don't have to worry. You put your faith in the word of God. He has given us assurance unto all men, in that he had raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. God raised him from the dead. And we have the scripture where it says that it is he who is the judge of the quick and the dead. So God gave us assurance. And what was the assurance that God gave us? In that he raised him up from the dead. God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Let me go to a couple of scriptures. In Isaiah, go to Isaiah, I think it's 25th and also 26th chapter. Isaiah chapter 20. Let me see if I want to go to 25 first. And then also chapter 26. Okay. Yeah, let me start at 25 first, okay? Just a verse or so. He will, verse 8, he will swallow up death in victory. This is powerful. Oh, death, raise your sting. See, that's, so Paul got this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where death is swallowed up. Also, Hosea gets it. But here Isaiah said, he will swallow up. I mean, that's what the kingdom message does. He was sent to preach. He was ordained of God to preach it. Because the kingdom to be established must swallow up death. It must swallow up pain. It's even going to consume the heavens and the earth. For the first heaven and the first earth is passed away. They shall not hurt nor destroy. Even the very nature of the animals will be changed. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. So he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe. Look at Revelation tells you that. No more tears. No more weeping. Are you shouting? In the kingdom age, the people will not even say they are sick. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all face. You know how he's going to do that? Nobody dying. No more death. No more pain. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. You know, Israel has got a lot of rebukes. You and I have got a lot of rebukes. But he said he's going to take that away. In so much that there's not one person will ever point a finger of accusation against you. Not one person will ever say one bad thing against you. He's going to take away the rebuke. The shame. You'll never remember the mistakes you made here. All your pain. All your shame. He'll remove them. He'll take them away from the earth. For who had spoken? Who had spoken? For the Lord had spoken it. And it shall be said in that day. What day? What day? That's the day of the Lord. That's the day of the kingdom, when the kingdom is established. What are you going to say? What are they going to say? You won't have to go around. You won't have to go around and say, do you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Like you go and say, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? But you're going to know him, and you will know him even as you're known. And you're going to say, this is our God. My God. Our God. Is he your God tonight? Can you shout and give him a praise? Can you lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. This is my God. This is our God. This is our Lord. Notice. It shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him. Have you been waiting for him? How long have you been waiting for him? you've been waiting on him. Well, he's coming. It's not far from you. That day is close. And we have waited for him. Don't backslide. Don't give up. Don't quit church. Don't turn your back on him. Wait for him. Wait on the Lord. And again I said, wait. Because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This is our Lord. Notice, he's our God and he's our Lord. And he will save us. Come on. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Woo! Hallelujah! Ha-ha. Praise God. Then you go to chapter 9:26 now. Let's go, just move over to your right. Chapter 26. 26 verse 14. Says, thy dead men shall live. Chapter 26, verse 14 says, thy dead men shall live. They are dead, they shall not live. Well, those are evil spirits and wicked spirits, and that's another. Well, anyway, they are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore, as thou visited and destroy them. You remember, every demon knows that they're going to be destroyed. I remember when Jesus was, where was he? In the temple? And they cried out and says, are you come to destroy us before the time? All right, they know. They know. Here's the scripture tells you. They're going to die. And when they die, there's no resurrection. They go straight to second death. They shall not rise. That means they'll never be resurrected. Therefore, as thou visited and destroyed them and made all their memories to perish, he's going to command the unclean spirit to get out of the land and they'll all perish. You'll never remember that there's ever a devil or demons. Next verse. Thou hast increased the nation, O Lord, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified, thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Next verse. Lord. All right, this is what you don't want to do. And a lot of people do it. They spin God. They use him for convenience. When they're in trouble, they cry and they mourn and they twist. But as soon as they get out, they forget it. Ah, see, he's got the answer right there. You don't want to do that with God where you die among the demons. Oh, God, oh, yes. You tell lies and spin, and you pretend like you're doing this and you're not. You make everybody believe you're this is what you're doing. You're standing with the church. You're supporting the house of God, and you're not. Come on. Or you have your part with evil spirits, because that's what they do. All right, here's what it says. I didn't say that. Lord, in trouble, they have visited thee. That means, you know, visit means they just, can you please pray for me tonight? And you pray for them and they get better and that's it, they're gone. And then they get sick about a year down the road. Oh, I got a tummy, can you pray for me again? It's just a visit. But they're not going to serve him. Are you listening? They pour out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. You know, they correct it. Then they pray, oh God, I promise I'll never do it again. Verse. Oh, like as a woman in with child that draweth near to the time of her delivery is in pain and cried out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord. You know when, oh, but they didn't give birth to anything. Okay, read on. We have been with child. We have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. You push. Push. But ain't no baby coming out. It's just wind. God has a sense of humor, don't he? Now, you all would know what I'm talking about. Did you have the baby yet? No. I just passed a lot of... We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. See, like at the first coming, they were backslid. But at the second coming, they're going to all turn to God. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. They didn't bow. Okay, that's beautiful. Let me move on. But here is verse 19. Thy dead men shall live. That's a prophecy. Thy dead men shall live. He told Mary, Martha, she said, I know you, but your brother shall live again. Yes, I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe, you live. You have life. Because there's life in Jesus. He's the resurrection. The resurrection means you have eternal life. The life of God is in you. In other words, mortal corruption is swallowed up of incorruption, and mortal is swallowed up of immortality. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. And we knew that when Jesus died and rose, many rose with him. That's a beautiful story. Awake. Come on. That's a resurrection. Come on. Here's what they're going to do when they rise. Paul says, oh, dead, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Awake and sing. Now, notice you don't want to awake in the final resurrection. You want to awake in the resurrection of the just, not the resurrection of the unjust. You want to wake in the resurrection when they're singing, not when they're mourning and crying and weeping and wailing. But you want to wake up in the morning. When you will sing, awake and sing. Come on, shout it. Ye that dwell in dust. Look at that. Awake and sing. That's when you change. You're getting out of this old Adam. You've been dwelling in dust. The dust of the earth. But now, it's time to wake up out of it. Because you're going to have a new body. Awake and sing. Ye that dwell in dust, your chains is here. You're going to put on immortality and put on incorruptible body. That glorious body that God has for you. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. Woo, Jesus. You better start singing now. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs. Like, all right. Herbs is health. You ever hear about health, food, herbs? You're going to be fresh, healthy. And the earth shall cast out the dead. The earth shall cast out the dead. Those are the blessed. They're going to be changed in a moment. Next verse, say. Come. The doctor gave you a bad report. It's not bad. It's not that bad. The Lord's comforting you and said, come, my people. Notice he said, my people, not everybody. Because Paul said, we sorrow not as others which have no hope. So he said, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers. And shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment. You know, let me tell you something. Death, there's no sense of time in death. This is the thing. People think that it's another dimension. As fast as you, in the twinkling of an eye. How fast do you twinkle? How fast? Stand before the mirror and try it and see. Faster than you can count. And Paul said, in the twinkling of an eye, in a moment. You see that glorified body that you have, that you'll change from corruptible, mortal. We shall not all sleep. I like those scriptures. Come, my people. Don't be afraid. Because the scripture said, blessed is he that die in the Lord from henceforth. Come, my people, and enter thou into thy chambers. And shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, that's the second advent. Second advent. Cometh out of his place. Where is it? At the right hand of the Father. Do you see that? At the right hand of the Father, he went away, but he's coming back. This same Jesus shall so return. He's coming out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Jude tells us that. The Lord's coming with his 14, 15, 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon the ungodly, upon the unrighteous, who turn the grace of God into lasciviousness and so on. Huh? For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place, and then he's coming not alone. Revelations 19 tells us, riding on a white horse. Coming back with an army, shouting, hallelujah. Shouting, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's coming to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood. Everything that's covered up will be revealed. And shall no more cover her slain. All those unsolved murder and mysteries, they'll reveal at the white throne or the judgment seat of Christ. Amen? But you ought to shout. Because what you find in the Old Testament, you also find in the New Testament. Revelations 20 says, blessed and holy is he that are part in the first resurrection. For on such, the second death has no power. See, second death is the condition that there's no resurrection from. That's why Revelation 19, the beast, the false prophets, and so they go straight to the lake of fire. There is no resurrection from it. The devil is cast into the bottomless pit. He comes out. But at the end, in Revelation, he's cast into, at the end of the 1,000 years, he's released to do a little dirty job. And then he's cast into the lake of fire. That's different from the bottomless pit. You don't want to go into second death. That's why you come to church and serve God. Second death, you don't want that to hold you. Remember? He told the church that. You overcome, he will keep you from second death. Second death means there's no resurrection other than that. You're gone. It's done. It's over. Oh, you say, you take it lightly? If you can scream at first death, you scream, right? You wait, he said. I mean, yes, you wait. You wait. Somebody close to you pass. You'll find out the pains of death. Sad. Worst thing can ever happen to you, you lose a parent, a child. Better off lose your money. So Paul said, we don't sorrow as others who have no hope. Why? Because we know second death has not gotten them. They will live. Your brother shall live again. Oh, I feel like shouting. Nobody can get you out of second death. They can't even get you out of first death anyway. It's appointed unto man wants to die, and after this, the judgment. But you want to die right. Come, my people. You want to die right. Awake to righteousness. Awake, thou that sleep. Awake and sing. Listen to that. Awake and sing. Why? Because sown in weakness, but raised in power. Sown a corruptible body, but raised incorruptible. Hallelujah. He cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. And I said, come, Lord Jesus, come. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Amen.